When you look at a chart of the coronavirus cases in the U.S. today, it looks like a mountain. The three most populous states are only adding to the elevation. Between California, Texas, and Florida, a whopping 30,000 new cases were tallied in just a single day yesterday.
And those numbers only reflect the cases we know about. The ability to get tests vary wildly depending on what part of the country you live in. And for more on the problems with testing, let's bring in NPR health correspondent Rob Stein. And Rob, what does the state of testing right now actually say about how well the U.S. is responding to this pandemic?
Yeah, you know, Tanya, unfortunately, the testing shortages that we're seeing really reflects the big problems that we're having trying to get this pandemic under control. You know, you need enough testing to be able to spot newly infected people right away to stop them from spreading the virus to more people. And even though the U.S. is testing a lot more now than ever before, the country clearly can't test nearly enough people quickly enough to do that and to try to beat back the virus. And that's one big reason why we're seeing these huge surges in cases around the country, unfortunately.
Yeah, to deepen what you're talking about, one problem is that people who want to get tested can't find a testing site in their area, or there are really long wait times. How widespread are these issues?
So, you know, the availability of testing definitely varies around the country. It's easier to get tests in some places than others. But this huge surge in demand for testing that we're seeing in places like Florida and Texas and Arizona is causing problems nationwide. I'm hearing from testing companies and lab directors around the country that, you know, supplies are running short every day, causing delays in their ability to run the tests. The big commercial testing companies like Quest and LabCorp are saying it can now take up to a week to get results, and that's nationwide.
Our producer, Christina Kim, got tested recently at the Central Neighborhood Health Foundation in Los Angeles, but it seemed like the site wasn't fully equipped to help people. Here's what she encountered.
I stood in line for about an hour, and I think what I'm really taking away from this experience is that most of the people in line were Spanish speakers, but all the intake forms were in English only. I actually helped some people fill out their forms, and as I was coming out, there actually seemed to be a stall in the line because when people actually get up there, they need to have all of their paperwork filled out, and they're not able to fill it out.
Rob, what do you make of what's happening at that testing site in Los Angeles? Are we seeing this type of problem in other places?
Yeah, that's really interesting. You know, if people who need a test are having trouble just filling out the forms necessary to get tested, you know, it obviously could be a big problem for them, you know, to be able to get the test. But that's also a big problem for public health departments trying to follow up on that testing, you know, to make sure infected people know they're infected so they isolate themselves and figure out right away who they may have spread the virus to. And a big obstacle to doing that is a lot of times, you know, very basic information is missing with the test results, like, you know, addresses and phone numbers of people getting tested. So if there's a language barrier like that, that certainly contributes to that problem big time.
The admiral who manages the federal testing response spoke earlier today on Morning Edition and said that the government wants to have 100 million tests per month done in this country by September. How doable is that goal with all that we're talking about the problems?
Yeah, you know, as I mentioned earlier, you know, testing definitely has ramped up a lot in this country already. You know, more than 700,000 people are now getting tested every day. But that's still far from 100 million tests per month. And as we can see with all the shortages that are plaguing many parts of the country right now, a big question will be whether the system could handle way more testing. You know, there are some new tests that are just been approved that are a lot cheaper and easier to manufacture and use that could help, but it's not clear that that'll be enough. And many experts say even 100 million tests a month may not be enough to keep up with the virus, especially if infections keep surging into the fall and through the winter.
Yeah, and how long does it take typically for people to get results? Why is there such a lag on the testing turnaround?
Yeah, so, you know, as I mentioned, the big testing companies are saying it can now take up to a week to get results. And, you know, the reason is really kind of a simple supply and demand problem. The surge in demand is straining the system, and there aren't enough things like the basic supplies needed to do the test to keep up with the demand, you know, enough testing machines, enough staff to run the machines. One lab director I talked to today told me his latest problem is getting enough of very simple things like, you know, the plastic pipettes he needs to do the test.
Yeah.
And so that sort of thing is happening every day, and it's a different supply that's a problem every day.
Thank you so much, Rob. That's NPR health correspondent Rob Stein.
You bet.